Rabbi Yisai, anybody's got a pet? Pet, have you got cats, dogs?
Goldfish?
Okay. That's quite, yeah, okay. That's fine. Any other one you've got? No? Okay, because tonight we'll be discussing the halachas of tzoy of animals. Okay? So if you've got a pet, if you've got a cat, a dog, or anything of the like, can you make kiddush? Or do you have to check beforehand? Or what do you have to do about pet? Pet, the tzoy of pet. Similarly, a very, very important halacha with regards to if you smell a farm smell. Can you go on holidays or even sometimes in Edgeware? I never smell, but people say they can smell. Mr. Grossman pointed out yesterday, some areas in Edgeware.
Here.
Yeah.
Up the road,
there's
a farm.
Up the road, yeah.
So,
right, I can never smell, but apparently sometimes when you go. There are horses there. There are plenty of horses.
They're leaving the area. They're coming with the heavy vehicles. You can smell
them. You can smell. Oh, right. Okay, good. So if you can smell from the farm, horses, or if you go in countryside, if you go to Wales, or sometimes you go to the countryside, you can smell that. You can smell. Is that a problem? Yes or no? So we'll be discussing the halach of tzoyas, animals, and we'll be discussing what about if there's a very strong smell of some sort of petroleum or any fuel or any kind of which is very strong and very pulsive. First, will that mean that you can't say Shema and Tefillah if you're getting a very strong, which is not soya, but in any other strong smell? Petroleum is a very strong smell. Now, what else is a very strong smell? Pardon?
You can get high.
Okay.
What about perfume then?
Yeah, but perfume is not a negative. It's quite a positive smell.
Some perfume or aftershave.
Okay, so good. So what if there's a smell which is a very, very strong smell and you personally don't like it? Does that mean you can't say Shema or not? Cigarettes, very good example. People who don't smoke, they find the smell of cigarette very... Yeah, really, really. If people don't smell, they find it very. So will that mean if somebody? Okay, that's a very extreme shaila, but I think petroleum is a good shaila. It's a very, very strong smell, and you can't stop. But really feeling the smell, does that mean you can't say Shema, Philip, Brochus, etc., etc.? Yeah.
Right,
away
from a newborn baby.
Okay. Okay, it smells terrible. Newborn nappy before he's eating solids. Okay, very good. Okay, we'll get to all that. We'll get to that. Before that, we're on page 224. We're up to Siv Gimel, Seminar Intest Siv Gimel. We discussed yesterday with Siv Beit, which addresses the Shaila of Tzoya in a different domain. And we learned, the Machloek is Rosh and Rashba, that if it is in a different domain, and you can't see it. So now Siv Gimel is just a continuation of that, just a very specific case. And after Siv Gimel, we're going to go straight into Siv Dalet. Siv Gimel speaks about two rooms which are in a shape. I think it's referring to a shape which is a bit like a comet. You know, a comet, you've got... Comets Aleph, yeah, comets. It goes like this, and then shape underneath. There must be another name for it, an English name for it. Pardon?
T. Capital T.
Yeah, a bit like that, that's right. Yeah, like a capital T. Yeah. So, not quite, because the T part will be a lot smaller. Okay, so we'll see how the Shulchan Aruch puts it. Chotze Ktano. You've got a chotze, a courtyard Ktano, which is small. Shenifretza b'meloya legdoila, which opens up in its entirety into a big chotza. V'hagdoila, and the big area, oidefes oleo, is great, is bigger than that. Min atzonim, from the sides. It's much bigger than the sides. On the sides. Ktano, the small area, loy chashiva, is not considered, kebayis bifnei atzmo, the small area is not considered a room on its own. an independent unit. Kaven since shenifritza b'meloya ligdoila, since the smaller area opens up in its entirety into the bigger area, it's not considered an independent unit. Avol agdoila, but however the bigger area, kaven shek soleo oitfim al shel ktano mitzadze umitzadze. But the bigger area, since it is larger than the small one, it's standing independently on its own. Mitzadze mitzadze, from both sides. Chashivo kebayis b'fnei atzmo, it's considered a self-sufficient unit, and it's in a room on its own. Hel kach, therefore. So the small is not a unit on its own, the big one is. Hel kach, therefore. Im tzoya b'gdoila, if there is tzoya in the gdoila, also liko is b'ktano. You're not allowed to say shema in the small area. Until it distances itself, the shear mentioned for Amos from the smell. But if there's tzoya in the small area, mota likos b'gdoila, you'll have to say shema in the big room, without distancing yourself. If there's no big reach, why is that? Because it's considered a self-dependent unit. Okay, this is just a specific case with regards to the earlier shaila of domain, if there's two in a different domain, one specific shaila. Continues the Shulchan Aruch now with a new topic, which is tzoya of animals. Shulchan Aruch starts off bottom line and teaches us the following. Tzoyas kelev vechazir. The tzoya of kelev, a dog, vechazir, and a chazir, a pig. Im nosan bohem oirois. Now, if skins of hide were put inside the tzoya, then ma'achikim mohem, you need to distance yourself k'moy mitzoyas odom, like tzoya from people. Ve'im lav, and if not, dinam k'din tzoyas shabe mochay v'oif. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. With regards to the tzoya of kelev and chazir, there is a difference as to whether oirois, leather, skin, hide, has been put in the tzoya or not. Now, in previous generations, if you wanted to make the part of the processing of the hide, who was to actually put oirois in there. I'm not sure if that's the old fashioned, I don't know what it did, but for some reason they put, it's the old fashioned way, I'm sure nowadays they do it with enzymes, but it was done, they put oirois in the tzoya. Now, if this was done, the combination of oirois and tzoya would actually create a very strong and repulsive smell. The tzoya of kelev, dogs, and chazir, and pigs. If you put oirois in there, then you have to distance yourself like from tzoya of people. Veim lav. However, if you just had dogs, tzoya, and chazir's tzoya, the halach is that you don't have to distance yourself. Because the halacha is, it's like the tzoya of shabei mechayev v'oif, like any other animals. She'ain tzorech la'achik mehem, you don't have to distance yourself. Im ein b'em re'acha, if there's no particular smell emerging. Im yesh b'em re'acha, if there is strong smell emerging, tinam ketzoyas odom, then it is the halacha of tzoyas odom. Though, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch gives us basically three levels. There is tzoyas odom, which is the ikam deraisa, which is the worst tzoya, is tzoyas odom, as we've discussed previously. Then there is tzoyas kelev and chazir. Tzoyas kelev and chazir, the Shulchan Aruch says that it depends as to whether there's oirois in there or not. If there is oirois in there, that creates chemically a strong odor, and then the halach will be kelev and chazir, it will be like with oirois, with hide, it will be like tzoyas odom. However, if you've got tzoyas, kelev and chazir, then by itself without oirois, you have, then it depends, as then it's like any other tzoya. What's the halacha? It depends if there's a strong smell emerging, yes or no. If there's strong smell emerging, then you have to distance yourself, like tzoyas odom. So Rabbi said, this over here is the main halacha we need to know. With regards to any tzoya, if you're in the field, you want to know, can you make a bracha? Rabbi said, if you're in the countryside, you're having a great time, you want to have an apple now, and you can smell the countryside, can you make a bracha, yes or no? Do you like to go in the countryside? You like countryside? What if you can smell the cows? The cow's mud. The manure, if you can smell it. Can you make a Bere Peor Eitz or not? You're in the field, but you can smell it. I'm not talking about if you go to the actual, it's not called a shed. What is it called in the
barn?
The barn. I'm not talking about a barn. We'll talk about a barn later. I'm talking about you're open. You're in the open. You're in the field. Do you want to make a Bere Peor Eitz? You can smell it. Can you make a Bracha? Yes or no?
Yes.
Why is that? So the law, but you what would you Tana? That's right. So the law is im yesh po emreacha dinam ketzeras adam. This is no. So by kelev and chazir, that if there's oirois, you have to distance yourself like ketzeras adam. But any other animal, so he says that kelev and chazir, if there's no oirois, is like any other animal, that if there is tzereacha, you have to distance yourself.
So really there's no distinction.
Just with oiros or not. If there's oiros and there's no smell, kelev chazir, you have to distance yourself. Yeah. So that's I think it's a very important halacha, Rabbi Isai. I don't know what the eitzah is. Imagine you go in, you're on the holidays, and you're going to this beautiful mansion. In the summer holidays, you're going to Wales, and you spend, you know, this beautiful mansion which has a swimming pool in the swimming pool, and you know everything that you can. You've got a most beautiful place, but it happens to me. There's a cow's field nearby, and Rabbi said it happens, and there's got horses on the around the corner, and it's the most beautiful place, and you're just about to wash for a mitzvah, and then you have that smell, and then actually I'm not sure, and then you close the windows, but to be perfectly honest, you can still actually smell it. Halacha is im yesh b'mreach ra, you can't make a bracha. You can't. You can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha. You can't. You have to put air conditioning on. Pardon? No, it won't help because it will be no, it won't help. It won't help. It won't help. Closing the nose won't help. It still can't. Pardon? And you can
smell it.
It's a problem.
Eat then?
I don't know what you're going
to
do. Well, if you close and if you shut, you know, you shut the windows and it's fine. But I'm just saying that in principle, if you're out in the field and you can smell it, you've got a problem. You've got a problem. I don't know how much people are aware of this, but it's much a problem.
It doesn't help if you close the windows there. If the smell's still there.
Yeah, if the smell's still there, you're right. I was assuming that if you close the windows, the smell is going to get better. You know what? I had exact, absolutely, Rabbi Feingold, Porsche Kivanti. I had the same hour. Surely, in the times of Shulchan Aruch, and for many, many centuries, and I really don't know what the answer is. I was mamash thinking about this as well. Rabbi Feingold asks that surely for centuries and centuries, I mean, just think about the Chofetz Chaim and Radin. I mean, the way I'm picturing myself, the chickens going around, the chickens we'll talk about is not such a shaila. But surely there was a cow outside, you know, you'd get the milk. I mean, I remember my grandmother told me that, you know, the milk that she got. Talk about your grandmother's. My grandmother came from Balmazui Varosh. Pardon? Exactly, that's right. My grandmother came from Balmazui Varosh, and she was very wealthy, and they had two kids. It's in Hungary. And she always told me, I remember that so clearly, when she was a little girl, and they were very wealthy, and they had a big chotzer. They lived all the cousins together. And the grandfather was like a very prominent person, and they're like all the three sons live together in a massive courtyard. And in the middle of the courtyard, I remember she told me there was a number of cows, and they had it was like there was a ganz chivas, and they had and the milk, and it was they showed me the milk, and they had kosher milk, and every fresh milk, and I'm sure that it didn't. I mean, it could have. I mean, I'm sure it smelled that cow. I mean, you can't. I mean, I'm sure the Balmazov style cows didn't smell particularly better than, you know. I don't know, but that was, I'm sure in Radin it wasn't very different. I don't know, I'm sure, I don't know how it was. Where are your grandparents from? Are your great grandparents from? You know, maybe in Warsaw, a particularly big city, maybe they were, but for centuries and centuries, I mean, think about the Middle Ages. I don't know how they manage the horses, and we're going to talk about horses. Horses are the problem.
They clean it out every day.
They shovel it out. Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
So, if they smell the same smell every single day, they just wouldn't smell anymore, because they would be so...
immune.
They would
wouldn't even know it was there. But if it was very, very strong.
I hear that. Rabbi Isai, what do you think about this very fascinating svara? Mr. Vigoda Tainis, that if you get so immune to a smell, you can't actually smell it. They couldn't have said it. They couldn't have actually identified this is a smell of... They were not sensitive to it anymore. I hear that. I mean, it's true. I always think to myself when I see these farmers, they have the, you know, the boots that go right up to the, you know, they go right up over here and they go like deep into the mud. And they're like, they don't even seem to notice it kind of thing, you know. They wonder, what's going on? Can't see, because if you do it every day, you don't really notice anymore. Yeah, so I suppose maybe I hear it, but don't they really, can't they really not smell it? What do you think? It's, I think it's a good question.
I think it probably is a question of what you're used to.
Used to, yeah.
You can become accustomed to the...
It's a rough one to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't get... Yeah, I hear.
If it doesn't cause you...
It doesn't, it's not repulsive. Yeah. Okay, I hear that. But I hear that. It's not considered riach ra for them. Yeah, and I wonder technically how they, I don't know how they did it. I don't know. Yeah, but I think that for us, I think it's really important to know as we go into summer holidays, and it's freezing cold now, but next summer holidays, we're going to be, you know, out in the countryside. We have to just remember that, you know, you have to remember that there is it's a real shaila that it says im yesh beim reach ra dinam katzeras adam. Rabbi Isai, let us try to define. That really goes back to your point, Rabbi Feingold and Mr. Vigoda. But how do you define reach ra? How do you define bad odor? How do you define that? There is no way of measuring it. How do you measure it? There is no. I mean, I'm sure nowadays there is some sort of, I'm sure, there must be some sort of measure, you know, I don't know, but how would you halachically define bad smell? Yes, here you can make a bracha. No, you cannot. It does smell. No, it does not smell. Yes, it does. I can hear that, you know, the argument. You know, how do you, let's bring a rov and decide if you can or cannot make a bracha. How would you define it? So there's a beautiful definition. What would you, Taina?
Bothers you.
Yeah, very good. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, he explains it in Chof Gimel. He says as follows. In Chof Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says, and third line, Hainu kol shederech bnei odom leitztar me'oisereach. It's anything that a person is bothered, is uncomfortable because of that smell. So, tzar always means a certain amount of, not anguish, but a certain amount of, I wouldn't even say pain, but it's like positively bothering. So the fact that you can smell something which is not a good smell, that does not, it needs to, it's not, it's, it will not ask you to make a bother. It needs to positively bother you. If it positively bothers you, that's considered reach ra. If you're just aware of it, but it doesn't bother you, that's not,
then it probably wouldn't, what I said before, probably wouldn't be.
You probably don't pay attention to it. Yeah, I hear that. That's a very good point. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, that probably might be the answer. Right, okay. So, now, the Mishnah Berurah now is going to say a Chaya Adam, and that is really the key to answering all the previous questions with regards to petroleum and any other strong smell. Even if it's a very strong smell that people just go near it, so sometimes you go near factories, it has such a strong... I remember once going near a factory, I don't know what kind of factory it was. It was such a strong smell, I couldn't cope. I really couldn't cope. So would that be a problem to make a bracha there or not? Mishnah Berurah quotes a chayodom, and that's really the key. Quotes a chayodom, dovo shetivo yireacha kagin itron v'chadoyme. Itron is petroleum. Mutter is fine. It's not considered tzoya. Elo mashi nisach machmas ipush. These are the three words. Nisach machmas ipush, which is translated in good English, decomposing. Anything that is a strong smell, because it is decomposing, that is, has got, it's tzoya. Therefore, any smell that is even a strong smell, but it's even if you're really, it's repulsive, but it's not a smell that is from decomposing, you're fine. You don't have to distance yourself. Does this definition help? It does? Yeah, I think it's very helpful.
So what about if someone vomits, for example,
So
that's mostly stomach acid.
Yeah.
Is that called decomposing?
Yes. So yeah, actually, Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah later says, if there's reachra, you will have to distance yourself. Correct. It is. It's something which is naturally in a state of. Something which is in a state of decomposing, and that's why it is a smell. As for something which is static, statically has a bad smell. Does that make sense? It's probably I'm chemically not talking sense, but I'm just. Do you hear a bit what I'm saying? Does that make sense a bit? Does it make scientifically any?
I think vomit's always going to smell the same. It's not going to because that's what it smells. Because that's the stomach acid. What you're smelling is
it,
the stomach acid.
It's a stomach acid that you'll smell.
Yeah,
is that true? I don't know. It has a very strong odor of. Is it not decomposing already? Is it not because he went through the?
It's been digested, but that's not the same thing as people like us biologists.
I am. Yeah. Okay. I hear. I mean, the truth is, with regards to tzar, the Mishnah Berurah does say in one place you don't have to distance yourself. Elsewhere, he does say that you have to distance yourself if it is a reach ra. So it sounds like if it is a reach ra, you have to distance yourself. Okay, has anybody been in Abattoir, in Shechita house? So I was zoiche to be in an Abattoir, and it's a very, very strong smell. It's really awful. Oh, it's really bad. It's really, really bad. are you allowed to make a bracha there or not?
You have to make a
bracha, you're a chef. Yeah, wouldn't, but yeah. Yes. Okay, because it's not there. The smell is not so bad there. That's in the open. It's more like inside. But the halacha is that if it has a very, very strong smell, well, based on what we're saying now, what's the halacha?
Yes,
correct. That is the halacha. Yeah. It is. Right. Okay. Let us wait to answer this question to Simon Pei Aleph. Okay, wait, it's mamash discussed. Okay? Good, okay, so I think we've covered a lot of very important points. And the Shulchan Aruch now continues, and he says the following. Tzoyas chamoy raharako. Now, with regards to a donkey, the tzoya is sometimes soft. After the donkey has come from a long journey, the tzoya is soft. The tzoya's chatol, v'nemia, v'nevela, all kinds of animals, masrachas, dinom, ketzoya's odom. Those animals, their tzoya is a cat. Chatol is a cat. You know, in a velo, and what's called that? An animal which is dead? What's the word for that? Yeah. They smell also very strong. That will be considered Kutseyas Adam. You have to distance yourself. Therefore, you have to distance yourself, and the halacha will be that it's considered mamash din of tzoya.
So, a cat, you would have to distance yourself
from the tzoya, yeah.
Regardless of whether
correct.
It's or not, but a dog, you wouldn't.
Correct.
I would have thought a dog's a lot worse than a cat.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I would have thought so too, but it's the halacha is that tzoyas chatol is either way is always awesome. The truth is that I imagine it has to do with what the chatol ate then and what the chatol eats now, which I'm not sure if it's the same or not. Yeah, because they are very different now. Nowadays they are not. They are very domesticated. And I wonder if they are used to eating other foods, but yeah, they are always good. Okay. Somebody's on the way. Somebody's on his way and he sees tzoya in front of him. He knows it's from an animal. You don't have to assume that it's chamoyer, and that will be also. You don't have to assume that it's chamoyer. But if the tzoya is near the city, you actually have to assume that it's from chamoyer. You have to distance yourself. Because most animals which are near a city are actually donkeys. In areas where there is many donkeys, you have to assume it's from a donkey, you have to distance yourself. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is. Okay, we'll stop over here just to recap what we learned tonight. We learned the ever so important halacha of the tzoya of animals. We learned that Tzoyaz, Kelev, and Chazir, with regards to donkey and a Chazir, it depends as to whether there's oil is in there or not. If there's hides in there, that makes a chemical substance which is very, very strong. Strong smell, you have to distance yourself. Either way, actually. Yeah, even if you can't actually smell, but the oiro, if there's oiros in the Tzoyaz, Kelev, and Chazir, you have to distance yourself like Tzoyaz Odom. If there is Tzoy of any other animal, then it depends. Does it smell? Does it not smell? If it smells, you have to distance yourself. If it doesn't smell, it's not a problem. That means that if you're in the field and you see Tzoyaz of cows and you don't smell it, you can make your berry parades and have your apple with pleasure. Right, now with regards to chamoy, we learned that if it's rako, if it's soft, then you have to, then it has a strong smell. Chatol nemin meila is also has a strong smell, you have to distance yourself. And we learned the chayodam that says that if a smell emerges of something which is not decomposing, such as petroleum or any other very strong substance, which is strong smell is emerging from it, talach is you don't have to distance yourself even if it's a very strong smell. So that's going back to perfume. If you have a perfume that is very, very strong smell, you can't take it. It's fine, you can still make a bracha there. It's not decomposing, is it? It's just a strong smell that you don't like. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not re'acha. It doesn't have the halacha of tzoya. So it's fine. And we learned also that the defining factor as to whether it's if it's re'acha or not is as to whether people bother by it or not. And we'll continue with more halachas in this area tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem.